Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is All Things Considered on WBUR. I'm Steve Brown. Hampshire College in Amherst has established a new scholarship fund for students who are illegal immigrants. It's believed to be the first scholarship fund of its kind in Massachusetts. Hampshire says that it has raised $300,000 so far, enough to pay full tuition for one student over 4 years, and it plans to keep building that endowment. Joining us now on the phone is Margaret Cerullo, a professor of sociology at Hampshire College. Professor Cerullo, thank you for joining us today.
My pleasure.
You spearheaded the efforts to create this scholarship. What motivated you to start the fund?
Well, two things, really. One was the state of Georgia passed even more draconian legislation than the existing ban to effective ban to undocumented students attending higher education. Now they're treated as though they were out of state or foreign students and are not eligible for in-state tuition in state colleges anywhere in the country, which economically effectively eliminates them since there's such a strong gap between in-state and out-of-state tuition. On top of that, Georgia issued an absolute ban on any undocumented student attending the top five colleges in that state. So friends at the University of Georgia started the Georgia Freedom University faculty on an all-volunteer basis, offering college-level classes to undocumented students in response to that legislation. They let me know that two students had expressed interest in Hampshire, So I began investigating and discovered that Hampshire had no way really to accept such students because we only accept students who we're sure we can cover financially, and there were no scholarships for undocumented students, nor were they eligible for just about any other scholarship that we had, because most scholarship money is administered through the federal government in one form or another, Pell Grants. Even work study is a federal program. So any of the usual ways that students without resources have been able to go to college are not available to undocumented students.
Tell me about how you've been doing the fundraising for this scholarship. Has it been through a general appeal, or are you going to specific donors?
Well, really, we went to specific donors, thinking that this would be an issue that certainly I was unaware of it. I was unaware of the fact that 65,000 kids, undocumented youth, are graduating every year from U.S. high schools and are in this educational limbo. And I thought that our parents, alumni, and even our current students would be pretty shocked to understand that a higher education was effectively barred to kids not only because of financial status, but citizenship status. And that was true. I mean, people were quite taken aback. It was an issue that wasn't in anybody's consciousness. And given that Hampshire has really powerful traditions of social justice, it was an issue that immediately spoke to people, parents who saw the clear injustice in their children being able to get a quality education while others couldn't. Traditional donors to the college who maybe had fallen away were totally sparked by this issue. The graduating class dedicated their gift to the fund. We got contributions small and large.
Now, I noticed that the fund has come under fire from some groups. I was reading the Globe, a spokesman from the Federation for American Immigration Reform says this fund is discriminatory and that the college has an obligation not to aid and abet people in violation of federal immigration law. Just wondering what your reaction is to that perspective.
Well, I think many of us think that federal immigration law is unjust. So in a certain sense, I suppose in response to them that we could say that the college is engaged in a kind of civil disobedience against unjust laws. You know, there's so many very profound problems that I think being able to call attention to those problems is something that we're quite proud to do.
Okay, thank you very much, Professor Margaret Cerullo, a professor of sociology at Hampshire College. Thanks for speaking with All Things Considered.
Oh, you're welcome.